guy. We gotta get him back.
Yeah, he never came on the show though.
Well, let's get him on.
He called once.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he called me once.
He called you?
Remember we were doing the show? He called me.
Mm-hmm. I don't think
and
so.
And Nick was like, just fucking hang up.
I don't remember that.
You were like, just fucking hang up. We're not talking to this guy.
I don't remember. Oh, yeah, Psycho.
Psycho
Savage Joe.
Savage Joe, yeah. He had a Colorado area code, if I remember correctly.
My favorite video of his of all time. One of the most powerful displays I've seen in my life. It's like, okay, this is really fucking hater saying, and I'm like 5'1 or whatever. He's like, I'm not fucking 5'1. And then gets on like a scale with like the measuring thing with shoes on, and he measures himself and he's 5'6. He's like, 5'6, bitch.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, Savage Psycho.
Yeah.
Savage Psycho Joe.
Yeah, I see. After the gym and all the training, spent a few hours with them around the city.
Yeah, that's when he posts his clients.
Oh, his personal training clients?
It was just like one of the just an insane. Like,
oh yeah, that was his whole thing. Was he talk about how he's a trainer and that he had hot women as his clients?
Yeah,
this is awesome. Dude.
Yeah, he just finds pictures of
dude.
Women
look at this.
Like, yeah, he finds pictures.
Just of one of the worst photoshops I've ever seen.
Well, no, this is real. She's next to him. They're in a room filled with fire. Some
what
of the fire
is
blue.
The part I can make her smile ear to ear all day long, even after a killer session.
It's a real pick.
You're a lucky guy, man. This guy fucks. She only dates guys that bench 6 plates. Anyway. So, yeah, I agree with you, though, man. We got to get the whole fucking team back.
I haven't checked in on him in a while.
Yeah, I nearly forgot about him completely.
Mm-hmm.
Should we see if Vinny messaged me back?
Maybe. Maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't. The one thing's for sure, it's December. It's Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday in December.
And we're all having a great day.
And we're having a great day.
We're having a really awesome fucking
and
time.
And we're live.
We're fucking live. And our bodies have been ravaged by 3 days of cabin living.
Mm-hmm.
No, we've been here for a month.
Yeah, we've been here for a month.
This is taking
each
a while.
Each episode, we do 3 days. We do one episode every 3 days.
Yeah, we have
really
to write.
Script it out.
We have to write, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should get a whack pack, dude.
We should. This show should become fun for us again.
Exactly.
Instead of spitefully making it bad for the audience.
Yeah.
We should find a way to make
the
it
audience
fun.
Who loves the show.
Yeah. No, the ideal is the show becomes horrible for the audience. Everyone
stops. We're having
listening,
a great time.
But it becomes fun for us again.
That would be awesome.
And Donald Trump is king. We are given some title of nobility.
Of course.
And
we get to be the lords of the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, dude. Get fucking you. Look, everybody hates capitalism. Get rid of it.
Feudalism?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
People have just, to
we're,
pledge
we're,
fealty.
We're landed.
To us.
Yeah.
As long as we're landed.
We're landed. We got a castle somewhere. You know.
That'd be awesome. I'm coming around. I'm doing prima noctis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We have three
I'm getting
castles.
Getting pussy from everybody's wife.
We all have our own castles.
For sure.
Nick's castle always has ghosts and lightning over it.
Yeah, it's dark. It's like bats and stuff.
Bowser vibe.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
No, mine is awesome.
It's always
mine's sunshine.
It's always raining just above Nick's castle.
Mine's rainbows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine's the other one. It's all rainbows. Mm-hmm. It's happy. And
Adam says Bank of America.
And Adam's in the middle, and he's the money changer.
Yeah. I'm at Gringotts.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. That would be fucking sick.
My castle is underground.
I would love to have my maidens over there, you know, with their big titties out milking cows.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They got those frilly white dresses. You know the ones that kind of came back in style almost, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like girls were wearing maiden shit.
Mentally ill girls were doing
that. They were wearing
maiden shit
like a year ago, maybe even right now even.
But it's kind of become a borderline personality disorder.
Hey, that's
true.
I feel bad for
but
the young women that thought having borderline personality disorder was cool.
Yeah.
Right.
And went to a therapist and got diagnosed with it.
Yeah.
And now they just have that
for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
Good job.
Ooh, text from Elders. What's the deal with the kitchen pots and pans over there? Should I cook a big chili and cornbread tomorrow night?
We're talking about pork shoulder, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. He's eating some kind. I think he's eating clean.
He's on a diet.
He's eating clean chili and cornbread.
Well, it's vegan. It's vegan. It's vegan. What I mean is he's eating
clean. Dude, he's fucking...
Hey, fuck you. Don't say that about my pal.
Is that Dr. Atkins? Yeah.
I'm eating clean. I can only have Slim Jims and licorice.
Dude, it's so funny.
I'm thinking about a hard dick pork shoulder, but I forgot. Your dick is small. And you're eating vegan.
This is the texting segment.
Yeah. I got to text Vinny.
The fucking texting segment.
His profile name is Disney Vinny Beetle.
Oh, hilarious. Still milking that.
October,
we really should.
October 17th, he posted this.
October 17th.
Wait, hold on. Where is that from? Did he Photoshop himself into a different picture?
No, he Photoshopped himself into a picture of.
Yeah, that's. He's not in that picture.
No, he's not.
Of
he's course. Not in any picture. Yeah,
there's a picture of us with Vinny.
Yeah, no.
He took a different picture.
He took a different one.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 2 years, but cum rum's thicker than blood. Miss the boys. Hashtag cum down. His profile picture is just Scumtown Podcast. His display name is Disney Vinny Beetle.
Maybe we should call him.
Yeah.
Do we have the wire?
A Mayor lot of people, of you know, Scumtown. To be honest with you, like just the idea of having people on is like, you kind of, it's like, you don't want to like sign people up for.
I guess.
Just all the attention, but he really can handle it.
No, Vinny
he wants
is,
it. He begs for it.
Yeah, then fuck it, Vinny. Yeah, have Vinny back on.
Yeah, tell him to get here. Call him, Adam. Tell him to fucking.
I'm gonna call him right now.
call him to fuck. Tell him. No, actually, I don't want him here.
I don't want him in our house.
He would ruin the fucking vibe. Actually.
Yeah, he'd steal all the pots and pans.
Yeah, we'd owe so much money to Airbnb. Mm-hmm. Are you calling him?
Yeah.
All right. You want to get the wire?
I'm calling him on Instagram.
Oh, so we'll get to see him. Where's the wire?
It's in the this guy.
The box.
It's probably the James Bond gun case.
Yeah, dude, the Pelican.
Well, I just broke it.
I wonder if I have his phone number. I don't think I do.
Where the fuck does this plug in? Oh, right here, I see.
Yeah.
7/8.
If you're listening at home, Vinny Beetle is a guy that we're calling.
Yep.
If you want, you can figure out which he was on an episode, I think, patreon.com/cumtown.
Yep.
He's on one of the premium episodes. There's over 300 episodes. If you'd started listening to the show in the last 7 months and you're like, wow, this is real dog shit, I'm going to stop listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Might I suggest becoming angry?
Yeah, because you're also
sending angry emails all the time, but also going to patreon.com.
That's right.
/cumtown, checking out a 2-year backlog from when.
And within there, I would say there's probably maybe 7 episodes that are good.
There's probably 7.
No, there's a lot.
What do you think? 13?
Out of the nearly, what is it, 250?
500.
I just remember we used to schedule a break halfway through, and I would like produce a little, get a little sound clip, something fun.
Yeah, the first 30 episodes.
We had theme music.
There's a production.
I literally wrote an app to replace you for iPad.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was more than 30 episodes in, though. We were in it for a little bit.
That's the only episode I listened to. I listened to half of that because it was fun, because people were like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was pretty funny.
Not even getting close to doing it. I can barely hold the mic towards my face.
Yep. That would be cool, though, man. If you guys could just phase me out with the Stopbot full time.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
If there's a way to fully automate the show.
There's got to be a way.
There's got to be a way.
We can just do this with... Yeah.
How the fuck can Alexa just do this?
Yeah.
You know?
Just upload our consciousnesses into the fucking cloud.
Yeah.
And have them crank out podcasts. We get... You know, we give... We kick up a little bit to whoever does that.
100%.
You got the great idea. If you want, by the way.
What's
did
that?
Did I plug it in the right place?
Yeah, that's where that goes.
Very nice, very cool. But yeah, we watched Christmas movie Hocus Pocus last night.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. Oh, The Last Action Hero.
Yeah, we watched that. That movie rules.
I would love to fuck Veronica Vaughn.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
You know who did?
Pete Sampras.
Mark Norman.
Sampras. No, Mark he didn't. Norman
fucked yeah, her. I heard Mark Norman did fuck her.
That would be so jealous if Mark fucked her.
Yeah.
She's really hot. So hot. Want to touch the hiney. What are your guys' favorite Christmas time treats?
Well, Christmas time is coming up.
Adam,
well,
are you jealous of Christmas?
No, I celebrate it now.
Maybe this is you know what we should do is turn this into a game show.
That would be awesome.
We get people on, and then they win prizes and stuff.
Yeah. That would be so awesome.
Because Trebek like used to
come
knock
on, they
out.
Guess Stav's weight, but we got a trick scale.
Mm-hmm.
It fluctuates
110
a lot.
Pounds.
He's a twink.
I am, dude.
Yeah.
You know what would be fun is to have two scales, and we bring women on, and we see how much they weigh compared to Stav. But Stav's is calibrated so that it comes up lower. And the woman's, we add like 25 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
That would be good.
Adding 25 pounds to a woman is like, they would kill themselves.
They would kill themselves.
That's so much weight for a little ass woman. They all weigh like 100 pounds. It always fucking freaked me out. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's all women weigh?
Yeah.
That's three.
It's weird.
I'm three of that.
Not quite three, but thank you, Adam.
3.5.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 350.
The pi. Stav's weight is pi.
3.14.
Yeah.
It's not.
3.14159265.
Stav weighs pi, which is 3.14 women.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'd like to get sucked off by 3.14 women.
That'd
you know
be
what I'm saying?
Cool.
Three women and then like a fucked up.
3 14-year-olds.
No. That's not what I said. It was going to be a hot in the spirit of Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Three women and then 1.14 of like a weird fucked up puddle of body parts.
That's one of those
spooky.
Those scary. Like those gay holidays like May 4th.
Arbor Day.
Well, that's like workers or something.
That's like the Star Wars.
No, that's Star Wars.
Day. Oh, May
1st.
May Day.
May Day, you fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah. May 1st.
Wow. Champagne socialist over here.
Whatever, dude. Freeman. I don't have to answer for anything. I've been on Chapo.
Fucking Proto Maya.
Are they still doing Chapo Trap House? Do they get out of this yet?
Yeah, but they pivoted.
What are they doing now? They're doing a game show.
Oh, no. if they are doing a game show, I'm going to be pissed off.
No, they're doing...
Coming up, we have a woman who we're going to weigh on a scale and see what her weight is.
I don't know if that's one of them anymore.
It's the only one who I can do.
Coming up.
Coming up, she's looks like she's 175 pounds.
fuck.
What's he up to?
I think he started a tutoring service.
Did he?
An elementary school tutoring service.
Oh, okay.
Online.
I see where you're going with that. Because he's fucking Chinese, huh?
Yeah, he's running
real mature.
Now.
Yeah, let's say that's what I'm going.
What
he's tutoring. Oh, it's very funny. Virgil is working with children because he's Chinese. Real mature.
Very mature.
Oh, yeah, Kumon or whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. Where the kid is sad.
The logo is a sad kid because he's dumb.
Because he's stupid.
Yeah.
Also because he got Kumed on.
He got Kumed on.
I always thought that was such a funny name.
It is. It's Kumon.
I never understood what those places were as a kid. I'm like, what the fuck is this extra homework?
Extra
bullshit?
School.
Who the
school?
Fuck is Can you this? Imagine if your parents did that?
I would be
I would
so
go
pissed.
Home. I would immediately piss in the circuit breaker. If you did that shit to me, you put me in extra homework classes.
He's gone feral.
Yeah, there was no way you were getting tutoring.
Yeah.
They were lucky to get you to school.
You'd bite your mom.
I remember my mom, for extra money, would tutor retarded kids when I was a kid.
That's awesome.
And it was like, that's a scam.
Like, it's a perfect scam.
Yeah.
No one can tell if I'm doing a good job
or
not.
Right. I'm going to cure your son.
Yeah, dude, that's smart.
We're making a lot of
your
progress.
Your mom's a businessman, dude.
We're making a lot of progress, but they're just going on Shark Tank. It's like, it's school, but for retarded people.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, I'm listening. And it's like, you charge a bunch of money.
No one can tell.
Yeah, you never, it's an endless, you know, it's like gyms that are designed so people sign up and never use them.
Planet Fitness.
Planet, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the $5 model.
Planet Genius.
Yeah.
It's a subscription school for retarded people.
Yeah, it's just like a retarded kid like riding a rocket like, tongue out. The face, the goofy emoji.
Yeah.
You know,
whoa. They got a little no judgment zone, you know.
Yeah. We have like testimonials from just regular people that claim they used to be retarded.
Yeah, when I went in there, I could not eat. I did not know what numbers
Tom Hanks, star of Forrest Gump. Planet Genius changed my life. I don't know what he sounds like. That's what
I like when you go,
but he does.
Sets the stage.
I'm Chinese.
That's really smart of your mom to do that. Yeah. Adam, did they ever send you to tutoring?
No.
No?
No.
You were too bright.
No, they were too cheap.
Yeah. My friends went to tutoring. I was like, what? Fucking George. It's never anyone who's poor, though. There's never poor kids in tutoring. No. You gotta hope the teacher takes pity on you and teaches you stuff extra.
Also, all the rich kids,
I just don't understand what
unlimited
is what
time
is,
on the SAT.
What is tutoring, though?
What do you mean, what is it?
It's just, they're...
Like, if you got hard homework and you didn't know how the fuck, you weren't understanding.
So then what does the tutor do? They just explain it to you?
They give you extra...
They just reteach it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to tutor, fuck it. I used to be a writing tutor.
Yeah?
And it was just like, you would just fucking sit there and be like, okay, what's the assignment?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think about it? And I just walk them through, like...
You got to have an intro, conclusion, three bullet points.
Exactly. I'm like, this is a bit, what are some of the big ideas in this paragraph?
Mm. Yeah.
And then we'd sort of reverse outline it according to what they had. Mm. And then we're like, you see how this is all jumbled and fucking stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you fucking unjumble it, you fucking idiot?
Yeah. Mm.
And then if I was too bored, I would just be like, I'll just fucking do this real fast.
For the
I don't
kid,
teach you right.
I remember,
now.
Yeah. I remember this guy, these two guys. I was
if he
friends
wasn't
with.
Getting it, I'd be like, "Fuck it."
Oh, these two guys I was friends with when I started doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
One of them I was good friends with, and then he went insane. And then the other guy was like kind of like this weird kind of new agey guy.
And that's a different guy. It's not like a Tyler Durden and you situation.
No, it's not. Yeah,
where you're like that. You're like,
no, it was a different guy.
You started putting on chain mail. And
yeah. Nah, he went nuts. But then the other guy who's that kind of new agey and weird, who ended up like kind of like leveling out.
Yeah.
And I think we're like neighbors or something.
Really?
Lives I would say he lives in Bed-Stuy. I see him around occasionally. But he, that guy, the guy who's now cool, I remember he was like, he fucking had these like videotapes he bought from some like Canadian guy that like showed you how to like finger, like. We watched it in his apartment. We were high. We were high, but he took it seriously. He was like, it was like this video of this like just hippie woman on a table, and this guy named like fucking Claude or some shit, like massaging this woman, and then like fucking, he's like, you gotta make a woman relax or whatever, and he's like, get under the rib cage, and like, you know, it's like just bullshit. It's not even like good at massage,
of course.
And then 30 minutes in, he's just like violently fingering her, until she's like squirting all over the place. And he's like, you know, for more classes from the holistic wellness fingering center.
So it was like in the middle of like stretches and like.
Yeah, that
tea.
Kind of shit. But then he was like, yeah, no, this is my friend. You know, this is my friend's tape or whatever. And then the other guy who went insane, who I was like, you know, better friends with, they both like drove to Montreal together, you know, because he's like, yeah, we're going to go up to Montreal and stay with my friend or whatever. And
just to hang out, just the fingering
guy? They were there like, yeah, we're going to take a trip to Montreal together, and we can stay with my friend. And then when they get to Montreal, the guy, the first
finger popping guy,
explains that he's not his friend per se. He like paid for like a forum, and he was just a customer. Yeah. Wasn't friends with him, never
not
met him
a
before.
Friend at all.
Just showed up in Montreal and then
to
was like,
stay with him.
Yeah, and then they just like they had to sleep on the floor. I guess like,
the guy even let them in his house.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, this is going back. I just remember the other friend like bitching about it. He's like, yeah, we get there and he doesn't even know this guy.
So,
like,
so the guy he claimed like, to be friends with the guy that was fingering a woman on camera.
Yeah, yeah. The finger like but that was his job.
He basically bought a video of this guy finger blasting a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he
told your friend. Not only am I friends with him, we can stay
we
at his
place. We can go to Montreal and stay with
I
him.
I have friends that I wouldn't let stay in my fucking apartment.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. That's, and that, let alone they just bring another guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
But that video was so funny because it's like, this is like, it's such a shameless thing to make.
It's absolute porn. It's just like pretending it's not pornography.
Pretending it's not pornography, videos. But then being like, I'm really good at fingering.
Yeah. I'm teaching classes on finger popping.
I'm going to sell
this
these.
This is educational.
So he bought that.
I'm pretty sure he bought it, yeah.
Respect.
Or it came with the forum subscription.
Is there some other stuff that you think people should buy that isn't videos of people finger popping? Like perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
A couple different things. We won't say which one.
What time is it?
It's 20 minutes in.
Exactly?
Yes.
And what does it say there on the thing where it says episode?
290.
Mac Weldon underwear.
Oh my God.
So if you're getting your pussy blasted by a fucking guy on
tape. Well, the most important thing with Mac Weldon is they most likely have some kind of holiday
deal.
It's
the holidays,
folks. The holidays. There's a holiday either flash sale or some kind of thing. I did not get an email from them explaining what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But rest assured, I guarantee you they got some kind of fucking holiday deal for you.
Uh-huh. It's Christmas is coming up.
By the way, Mac Weldon is an underwear company.
Underwear and basics. And that's the thing.
You know, now open, they got the gift shop, folks. So take the guesswork out of the holidays with gifts for everyone on your list. Then treat yourself with the time to spare.
Wow.
So you can go up there and you could say, I got to fuck it. Let's go through the gift shop right now. Mm-hmm. Exit through the gift shop. You know what I'm saying? Banksy.
Nice, dude.
Thank you. They have a gift thing under $50. And they got in here a silver swipe glove. We can fucking use your phone. You could jack off with gloves on and still operate your phone.
Ooh.
They got the tech boot sock. Goes all the way up your fucking boots. Keeps you warm.
It's tech.
They got the silver boxer brief. And the covert belt, a nice fucking belt that really makes you look fucking sexy. And then you want to fucking go up $100?
What do you get?
You get the Ace full zip hooded sweatshirt, the Ace sweatpants. You basically get a fucking nice little, you know, fucking combo. You get the fucking slipper. You get the warm knit flannel. And these, by the way, they're not a pack. I think these are all just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is...
But it's just in a section called
gift. It's in a section, and it lets you know. The gift shop, okay? And so you're going to want to check that
It's the Brexit through the gift shop special. Mm-hmm. You get Union Jack underwear.
Yep.
And the Queen of England's face in a gas mask is over your cock.
And you eat potatoes. Then you put those in between two slices of white bread, and you pour gravy on it.
Yeah.
And you call that, that's a fucking full English. English lunch.
That's called full English.
The Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I don't know about you folks, but I love Mac Weldon.
Yeah, you know,
they're cradling my cock right now as
we
fucking
speak. Do I wear Mac
Weldon?
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. No shit, Sherlock.
Mac Weldon is the official underwear of the show The Nanny.
That's right, Mr. Sheffield.
Mr. Sheffield wears it in every single episode.
Sorry, never mind. I forgot. In my mind, Sherlock and Mr. Sheffield.
Because it was part of the same riff in the car yesterday.
Yeah. I forgot they were two different names.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So anyway, my brain is really
compressing everything
down. It's okay.
I'm always confusing Mr. Sheffield from The Nanny and Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, Watson also.
And Watson.
Nanny, Fran. I'm gay.
I have a magnifying glass looking at her pussy.
Yeah.
Elementary nice pussy, you bitch.
It looks like an elementary school student's pussy.
Thank you, I know.
Here's the deal before we
My
forget.
God, it tied a...
Oh, man, I
The
would
Daily
love
Wear
Fran.
System is a selection of clothes rooted in smart design.
Ugh, I love it.
And the Daily Wear is a game Adam plays where he has to find his dick.
He has to find his dick.
He's just searching through
sometimes
pubes with that little lice comb that they use.
And sometimes it's in a man's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Daily Wear?
Topping.
They call Adam's dick Waldo.
Yep. Because you can't find it.
Yeah.
The Daily Wear system is
because
a selection
gets,
of clothes.
I mean, I guess
bruising.
You can, but it takes a while.
Yeah. And it happens every day.
Adam's dick is usually bruised and damaged because it's too soft to handle a woman's vagina.
Yep, that's true.
The woman's vagina beats up his dick.
Even I beat that penis up. Yeah, that's what girls say when they fuck Adam.
I beat that penis up. His dick's all bruised.
But one nice thing
it's all bantam, but...
One nice thing is Mac Weldon underwear. Makes your cock feel awesome, even when it's been beat up and bruised by pussy.
Yeah. Which is a thing that does happen to most guys. It happens to most guys. It's not that weird or embarrassing.
And what's the promo code? Don't forget that part.
Here's the deal, guys. Busy guys.
You're busy guys.
But part of being a busy guy is like, you know, Steve Jobs used to wear the same clothes every day because he was so busy.
Preach on it, brother. Speak on it.
He was so busy, he wanted less choices in his day.
Yes, sir.
He had to make so many important choices.
You eliminate one choice right at the start of your fucking day.
And one of those other choices was taking your cancer medication.
That's right. He said, I'd rather eat berries and he eliminated mangoes.
That shit rules.
Yeah.
What if I just try dragon fruit?
Smoothies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you're a busy guy. Most people who listen to the show make over $250,000.
Very busy.
So, you know.
I wish I had more of this underwear.
We're telling you how to do it right now.
Because you're so busy, you got to stop thinking about what you wear and just embrace the radically efficient Mack Weldon daily wear system.
You need to do
so
that.
Here's what you do. You go into your closet. You throw out all of your clothes.
All the bullshit you got
There's a selection of clothes rooted in smart design and made with performance fabrics and built, most importantly, to work together.
That's one of the hugest, most important elements.
So in choosing your clothes, everything's going to go together. So you don't actually have to make the choice.
And feel together.
Mm-hmm. And feel together and be breathable
and
together.
And we'll breathe together.
Yeah, and breathe together.
They still got those sweatpants.
They got the sweat shorts. They got the silver knit polos.
They also have the Deuce sweatpants.
They have the Radius shorts.
You can shit right in them.
You can shit directly.
They're
in them.
They're kind of like Thinks for men.
And they're antimicrobial. Is that what Thinks are? They're underwear that women shit in.
Period in them.
Oh
yeah.
Remember free bleeding?
Yep.
There had to have been one woman that was like, "I'm going to try piss also."
Yeah.
As long as we got the faucet squeaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
let's go ahead and touch all the knobs.
Mm-hmm. Let's fuck it.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the important part.
This shit is truly disgusting.
Because
that was the same era where they're complaining about men having their knees too wide apart on the train.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you're having a period on the seat.
Pussy blooding everywhere.
In front of a child.
Did that happen that much? Wasn't it like four?
Yes,
it
was happening. It was happening constantly.
It was happening all the time.
Yeah, it was during the Jezebel years. Yeah. As I like to refer to them.
I think
that was when people were making yogurt in their pussy. Also,
mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Pretty much every woman was
that
was
four or
doing
five
that.
Years ago.
No, it was longer than that. 2012, 13.
Okay,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess maybe I was still in Baltimore. It hadn't gotten to us yet.
Anyway, mm-hmm. Here's the deal, guys.
Oh fuck! I almost unplugged it.
Here's the deal: for 20% off your first order. For 20% off your first order, you visit macweldon.com/cometown20 and you enter in the promo code cometown20.
Mm-hmm.
That's macweldon.com/cometown20, promo code cometown20 for 20% off Mack Weldon.
Wow.
Radically efficient wardrobe.
And let's not forget their Christmas shopping.
And
the gift shop.
The gifts.
Don't forget the gift shop.
Don't forget that. I've already forgotten it myself.
And that's why you're a fucking idiot. And let me just say another thing you guys shouldn't forget is that the Prince of Pleasure tour continues. The pleasure continues, folks. And I don't exactly know what my dates will be right now, but San Diego, I'm coming to the West Coast, San Diego, Las Vegas, San Francisco. I'm coming to Austin. I'm coming to Dallas, mm-hmm. Vancouver, Chicago.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. I'm having delicious, buttery little fucking cookies.
Yeah, and you're sliding it around
all
sliding
over.
All
over. Where like some of the other towns? Maniac. I think I'm also going to be in Brooklyn. I'm going to be doing Pantheon on the 15th. Uh-huh. Maybe that's today.
Mm.
Could be. Feels like Pantheon.
Potentially tonight.
Pantheon. So get tickets for that.
Pancake Theon.
Yep. And, yeah, that's fucking it. I don't fucking know. Stavi.biz/tour. I am hitting the road, though, so, you know, things are up in the air right now a little bit, but I'm coming to the cities I just said, so check my website for the exact dates for that.
Adam's on the road also.
Yeah, but I'll...
Adam's got a hot date
San Diego.
With Destiny.
Did I say that already? I forgot.
Hot date with LaDestiny.
LaDestiny.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah. We've had a relationship on AOL Instant Messenger for a while. I'm going out to...
Have you seen a picture of her?
Your girlfriend from Canada?
Yeah, I saw a couple pics.
And you guys, I'm sure, FaceTimed.
Yeah. The weird thing was that
she had
the Getty Images watermark.
Because she's famous.
On her pictures.
Adam thinks he's talking to Christina Milian.
No. I think I'm talking to Laverne Cox.
Which, he probably doesn't want to mention.
Yeah. We won't say it, but you could probably
figure out
who might be him.
Oh, yeah.
But we won't say it. You can think about it for 1 second.
His rationale was so funny. He's like, He's like, I didn't want it to fuck up her career, which is like very sweet.
Yeah.
But also, it's like just that in his mind,
they'd be
like, listen, you got to get kicked off the show.
Yeah.
We found out who you fucked.
Yeah. So fucking underwear, man. Let's just keep doing the read until the next read.
Dad, you're speaking my language.
Why don't we get 4 reads in an episode and then we go 15?
Honestly, you know what? I might do that the final year.
A read every 15 minutes.
A read every 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's what people want. They love hearing about
it. Hearing about these products.
They love
we
it.
We kind of tell them about products.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's mostly what the show is.
And what's nice about knowing that they love it is it makes me feel in touch with the audience. Because that's really who we do this for.
We do it for them.
We do it for you guys. Because knowing that if you can brighten someone's day with laughter.
Yeah, dude, that's why I do this.
with the gift of laughter.
Well,
It
makes all the bullshit of life. Your boss is on your ass.
All the fucking pain.
All your bills are
piling up. All the crap.
And all the crap is just getting to you.
It reminds you that it's just, we're in this together.
All we have is each other, and let's share a laugh, and let's grab a beer and share a laugh. And that's why, come to see me on tour, stavi.biz/tour.
Don't come up after the show.
Don't say hi to me.
We had a special moment.
Unless you're buying merch. In which case,
Tim Dillon was telling me about
use cash.
Tim Dillon was telling me about a comic that is one of those guys. That like,
Yeah. I says, no, not on my fucking jacket, you bitch.
That
I see.
Let me go get my jacket.
Excuse me?
What was that fucking tone, Adam? Yeah.
What?
Just get your jacket?
What do you mean?
Don't fucking tell me to fucking just get my jacket.
She doesn't speak English. I don't know.
Don't fucking tell me to just get it. My credit card fell out. My money and my credit card fell out. Thank you, though, Nick. Can you grab those 2 things?
Oh, Joe Biden shit his pants.
What the fuck is this? Why don't you have a Ridgewallet?
Excuse me? Let's wait until the fucking read, and then we can discuss it.
You don't have that. I'm sitting on 25 wallets. Fucking alligator clip.
I don't know. I like it.
It's just, we're just going to be poor forever. It's just never
going to
happen. Honestly, one of the funniest things I ever saw was being drunk as shit and then asking Chris Hudson for money for more beer after doing a show.
Yeah.
He pulls his wallet out, and it's like a regular wallet, and the money is just shoved. It like it's crumpled up.
Yeah, none of it's flat. That's good shit.
Apparently, the rumor is in Rome. This is from the October meeting between the...
Right, which people are still buzzing about to this day.
The Pope and Biden.
People have been talking about it for a month and a half.
Was that our president pooped his pants while meeting the Pope?
That's fucking awesome, dude. That is so fucking sick. He can barely talk. He's shitting himself.
I would love that more than anything after like 4 years of being like, Trump wears diapers. It's like, no, he has a big, beautiful ass.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a big old dumper.
Yeah. What does he have? Apple bottom dump diapers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he was our...
That's clearly not a diaper. It's a fat, big pussy
it's made
ass.
By, it's made by baby fat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Kimora Lee Simmons makes the diapers for Trump.
Mm.
There's a video...
I love the way he would stand when they would show you a picture of him at the podium. You'd see him to face.
Yeah.
And then he would... He would just be standing.
He's in a stance.
He would have his just ass.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Something's so fucked up with his lower back.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't
stand
still.
I can't wait to have that.
To be leaning like that?
Yeah, just look like a centaur.
Yeah, that must feel so good to stretch it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, my dick just got hard thinking of stretching my back out.
So apparently there was supposed to be a live broadcast of their meeting that was canceled abruptly.
Because
I believe it smelled like shit.
And I believe the rumor is because
he shit so much that it fucked up the wires.
That he crapped in the Pope's camping chair. In Vatican City. So, I mean, doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Doesn't. Nick, you were saying you knew some guy that was That was a do it for the fucking for. Do it for the fucking happiness.
Chris DiStefano on Twitter. Biden just shit his pants.
So maybe it did happen.
No, this is Chris DiStefano just making a joke from months ago.
So maybe it didn't happen. So who fucking gives a fuck, actually?
I need to get to the bottom of this. Fuck Joe Biden, Kathy Griffin. Maybe Kathy Griffin died.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to a fucking... To what? Honestly, the outpouring of love from the stand-up comedy community will be the same as when Norm MacDonald died.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Kathy Griffin dies.
Yeah.
Goddamn, dude. Fuck, dude.
Wait, no, hold on. So what's the story? Where did he crowd? He shit in the Pope's hat?
Apparently he was visiting the Pope, and there's some, I mean, this isn't very good evidence that they're putting forward, but apparently he had very stiff posture.
Breaking news, Joe Biden shit himself today in Rome while meeting with the Pope, and this is not satire.
New York Times.
This is coming from AP directly.
Mm-hmm. A pussy.
Yeah. While it's being rumored that Joe's age is blamed for the incident, people close to Joe say it was a shart. It's New York Times.
Just a shart. The man is innocent.
That's how they picked the new Pope.
Yeah.
He's a president of the United States goes to Rome and shits himself.
Mm-hmm.
When his finger lands, the cardinals take turns pulling his finger.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he shit.
When whoever shits, yeah. Whoever makes him shit.
I'll tell you something. This is a mess that Jen Psaki won't want to be cleaning
here,
up.
Here we go.
Very nicely done, Adam.
Thanks, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good shit right there. And that's when we transition to a morning
show. Again, I've said before, a lot of people have different styles of going to the bathroom, and we can discuss that at a different date. But right now, what's important is remembering that we're on a track to use bathrooms in a more responsible manner, a more adult manner.
And he had a Yoo-hoo in his pocket.
Yeah.
And that is what actually burst.
Mm-hmm. Also, fuck you.
And can I just say, fuck you.
Yeah.
And fuck those little gay-ass motherfucking Mexican children on the border.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
It's actually good that children are being executed on the border because of climate change.
Well, because the gay ones get their own little bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're giving out rainbow hand.
We're giving out rainbow. damn. Jen, you think if I dicked her down, she'd start telling the truth?
Yeah.
Jen Psaki?
Maybe I can cure her.
Oh, you think she's full of crap?
I think she's full of effing
I think she's
crap,
a,
mate.
From where I'm sitting, she's a straight shooter.
You think you see her as a straight shooter?
Yeah, that's what I like most about her. She tells it like it is.
I think if I dicked her down, maybe I could knock some truth into her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would you smash with Jen Psaki?
If it would stop the lies.
For your country.
Same thing with that other blonde bitch from Trump. Kaylee or whatever the fuck her name
is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Kyle Griffin. Is Kyle Absolutely. Griffin, the guy who's not Mateo, is responding. This is a lie.
This is a lie?
Yeah.
To what?
To the story about...
Yeah, I thought that guy was Mateo for years.
Oh, I guess he got into a car accident, and then conservatives have been posting that he had a accident.
Respect. Yeah. Game recognized game.
So that's my thing. Their lies are way more fun.
They're always
the fucking
fun.
Lincoln Project dressing up a bunch of fucking dorks in tiki outfits.
Yeah.
Being like, this is something they would do.
Yeah.
You know? Lincoln Project, you want to talk about a group of people that gets no pussy whatsoever.
Yeah. They don't.
It's the fucking Lincoln. I'll slap that guy in his fucking face.
Yeah.
What's that main guy's name?
He's
Rick?
He's a pedophile, right?
Rick.
One of them's
Warren?
A pedophile. Rick.
Is that his name?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, something like that.
But I'll fuck all those guys up. They can suck my dick and balls.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fucking losers, they're like, we need this.
Yeah.
We need Republicans on our sanity.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up. Shut up and suck my fucking gagools. My fucking strunza. My fucking salzich.
Salzich.
I got a fucking little salzich for all you fucking let's meet in the middle type motherfuckers right here. I got it for you. I got a nice little sausage and peppers, and the peppers are my balls, by the way.
Weird long balls.
No, they're little round cute
tall
peppers.
Tall testicles.
No, not the long Italian peppers. That's tall. What my dick looks like, even though it's a sausage.
No.
It's a sausage that looks like that.
Yeah.
But it's two round.
Your dick looks like
peppers.
A Christmas light, and your balls look like.
No, it doesn't.
Your balls look like Roku remotes. You got tall testicles.
What
and
the
weird
fuck?
Tall.
No,
you
I
got
don't.
Some tall tees, dude.
Do not do not disparage
tall
my nuts.
Ball. Stavi,
listen,
tall,
I take
tall Stavi ball. tall balls. Halkius.
I take a lot of physical mockery on this show.
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say abuse, but Adam is the one who takes the abuse. Mm. But I take my physical appearance is disparaged many times. I'm asked questions like, do you ever have an elephant solution to a problem? Okay, things
that's
like that happen.
Flash forward to
that,
on
things like that happen to me quite a bit. Okay, but I will not have my fat, plump little nuts disparaged because they're one of the parts of my body that I'm the most comfortable with, and I won't have you wrecking one of the basic foundations of how of what I love about myself, which is my fat nuts that multiple girls have called cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then some have said they feel nice when they slap on their pussies when I hit it from the back. And I won't have you coming over here and saying I have tall balls.
Yeah.
Because I have fat, plump little fucking beanbags. And the whores love them.
All right. Well, now we can say, why don't you have a ridge wall instead of this bullshit?
Oh, yeah. I have.
Answer for that.
My money is in a fucking clip. I think the reason is that if I had maybe a duffel bag full of ridge wallets, it would be very easy for me to have a ridge
wallet. I already told you you can have the duffel bag.
Well, I don't have it yet, and I'm going to milk this until I do.
Right. I'll tell them you can milk, though.
Yeah. Is it the world's tiniest penis?
It's the lactate cow.
Oh, I would milk the lactate. Yeah.
Oh, I thought about that again. You know, because I spent a lot of time, I'm like, why am I not happy? I feel like I have everything I've ever wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, and then I imagine myself married to the lactate cow.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'll never have that.
Let me just take a look at the lactate cow to get me in the zone for this read.
And when she's like sitting at the counter table,
mm-hmm,
or a kitchen table, and it looks, she's giving you this look like, you know, she doesn't really mind that, mm-hmm, you've gotten a second DUI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think it's cool.
I would like her to have bigger tits.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal,
if you're
guys,
an ass man, you're probably more of a lactate cow guy. Look, as much as I appreciate a nice, fat, juicy ass as well, I am more of a titties guy, gun to my head.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a nice, sweet, you know, there's something about her that I enjoy, yeah, a lot.
Well, that's why I said married to the lactate cow, not fucking the lactate
well,
cow.
Well, I'm milking it, mm-hmm, though. You're married to it in your fantasy. You have something I can milk. It's the lactate cow.
And you
cow
have to pay me for it.
Oh, it's your
you're
wife.
Pay me for my wife's milk.
But I milk her with my mouth.
You can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't care. As long that's as I awesome get paid.
So, your fantasy is you're pimping out your wife, the lactate cow, to your close friends.
That's right.
Not even a stranger.
That's
a guy makes, you'll have to see again many
that's
times.
That's what makes me happy.
Well, so that's and you know where you're going to keep all the money from pimping out your
in
lactate?
My ridge wallet.
In your ridge wallet.
Adam, why don't you take a look at the website?
And father and son team Daniel and Paul Kane launched the ridge wallet on Kickstarter in 2013.
It's awesome.
And now it sits in the front pockets of over a million men and women worldwide.
Holy shit.
The two have since recruited a small, close-knit team to execute on their vision of creating quality and functional products. This is one of the most actual and real companies that we talk about on the show.
We of all the companies that we take money from to pretend we like, we yeah actually really like this company.
And this is,
and you know what? I'll say the dick pills too. They've helped me out
yeah
personally
the dick
a
pills
lot. But we'll just say this company, their products are great, the people are nice, and you can feel the craftsmanship
yeah
in every fucking,
you know,
piece of shit, every fucking nice little
mm-hmm
metallic wallet they give you.
You know, I don't know if you guys have been reading Tucker or watching Tucker recently.
I haven't.
Every night. Every night. I drink my 11 beers and I sit down and I watch Tucker.
Yeah. But
and,
I saw this.
I put on my sunglasses that say the truth. And then I have to take them off because I can't see the TV.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It's like I saw an interesting segment about how New York City is a war zone now.
Right.
On Tucker.
And that's why I have a gun.
Which is scary.
New York City is a war zone.
I don't have a gun because I don't trust Plaxico'd. I don't trust myself.
You don't want to shoot yourself in the thigh and go to jail for 5 years?
I don't trust myself to, you know, coming in heavy. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm always strapped.
But what I do
You'll never catch me lacking.
What I do have as a person with a generally nervous temperament in New York City is a Kevlar Ridge wallet. Because when someone's trying to steal my money, typically they will shoot
you in the wallet. Yes.
So that's one of the products that that you proudly have. I proudly use.
And look, the Ridge wallet they got, the wallet is fucking nice. It's it helps me to fucking organize all my shit. Very easy. It's fucking sleek. And they got a bunch of other nice stuff. Mm-hmm. They got bags. They got, you know, what else, Adam? You're on the website.
They got bags, card cases. They have gear. They have knives.
I have a knife. It's nice.
They have carbon bottle openers.
Wow.
That you can keep in your Ridge wallet. And when it's beer o'clock, you can crack that cocksucker open. Crack that cocksucker open.
Cock supper is what you have for dinner every day. Yeah. Cock supper?
Yeah, yeah.
You ring a big bell. Supper's on.
And I'm in the field. And you run
in and you're sucking salivating. A big fat
yeah,
cock.
The lactate cow's made dicks for Adam. Yeah. And she goes and rings the triangle.
They also have something called
counting Stav's money and putting it into my Ridge wallet.
I don't.
And I say, business is a booming. That's going to be the world.
That's smart, dude. You should.
We got King Trump. And
you should run us like it's a factory town, like it's Amazon, where it's like,
script. Oh wow,
you give us our cash.
You got script.
You pay us in tokens to milk your wife
in mall bucks.
They have a product. This is interesting. It's called the Hook, and what it is a door opener. So it's I suppose if you don't want to touch...
It's a sanitary door opener.
If you don't want to touch doors, you can get this Hook. And guess what? The Hook also has a beer opener on it.
You should probably buy that. You should probably buy that because I guarantee you nobody's going to be making those in 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a real psycho move.
That's
going to
be
a
limited run.
Door.
Yeah.
Yep. So grab those.
People were doing that?
Yeah.
Insane.
Oh yeah, and there's a fucking Ridge wallet.
I got a cane to keep people at a distance.
I got a six foot cane,
and I would extend it. And if I was at a restaurant or something, I'd just prod people along out of the way.
Smart.
As I try to go to the bathroom, yep. Push them further into their booze as I walk down the aisle,
or just give them a nice whack. Mm-hmm.
And
here's
a review from verified buyer Paul C. He says, a great tool, especially now that COVID-19.
You think that's Paul Giamatti?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Paul Giamatti.
Well, Paul the C is his middle name, but his last name is Giamatti.
Paul Contalini Giamatti.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Paul
true.
Paul can't come Giamatti.
His so here's the deal, guys. I'm gonna buy...
My nuts don't work. Oh, jeez. My nuts aren't working. I'm going to go crazy. My nuts don't work.
Here's the deal, guys.
I'm Paul Giamatti.
My nuts don't work.
My penis doesn't work.
And I'm gay.
I'm gay and I'm drinking Merlot.
Well, I'm drama.
I can't get pussy from that Chinese lady because I'm gay.
Classic joke, sideways.
Sideways. Yes,
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, sideways. Everyone knows where you're going, Nick. Everyone fill in the blank. Hey,
yes.
Look, I'm an old man. With simple pleasures in this world.
Everyone at home knows where Nick is going.
Yeah.
You've got the, on one side, it's...
I'm just going to be describing...
Solve for X.
I'm going to be describing old racist jokes the way, like, Pauly Walnuts talks about doing chin-ups in the Army.
In the Marines, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for saying...
Maybe he was in the
it's
Army.
It's Marines. You don't know which one it was.
I feel
was
like he
Army.
Says the Corps. But maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, here's the deal. I just put the Hook door opener in my shopping cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I hit checkout.
Awesome.
And then I put in the promo code COMETOWN.
Mm-hmm.
And the $40 Hook...
40?
Hook door opener.
And I said that because it's such a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only $40?
It's only $40.
For a hook that opens doors? Oh, my God.
You got to jump on that immediately.
Think about how many things.
It's made out of brass.
You know how much fucking coronavirus costs? A trip to the hospital is about $17,000 of that insurance. You get that hook, you are guaranteed to not get
coronavirus. You'll never get coronavirus.
Look, we all know by now the vaccines don't work, period.
Right, it's December. Yeah. It's come out.
The vaccines don't work.
Yep, the only thing that works.
It's the hook.
It's the hook. And for $40, yeah. That's just fucking
Anthony
steal.
Fauci had to admit it. Only is the hook the only thing that prevents coronavirus, he's also gay.
Stavros, here's where I come in. Okay. I think $40
and he invented
is
HIV.
Oh, you think it's too much?
But then I put in the promo code CUMTOWN, and boom, the hook is now $36.
Oh, my God. That's 10%. Well, now it's fucking run to the website,
that
folks.
Is 10%. Actually, that's 10%. It's more than 10%, because if you think about it, 36 is, you divide 40 by 40, 36.
Yep. Yeah, you divide 40 by 36.
And you get...
That is a 100% discount.
You were getting basically a 50%
well,
off
it is,
markup.
You're right. It is a 100% discount because 100% of 40 is 40.
Yep.
And what is the price now? 36?
36. So it's
36,
not 40 anymore.
36 is 0% 40 in the sense that it's not 40.
It's not.
40 is 100%.
40 is 100% 40.
36 is 100% not 40.
Correct.
So it's 100% discount.
Discount. Beautiful.
And that's the kind of statistics I'm doing at COVIDTruthFacts.com. It proves that the vaccines don't work and Anthony Fauci invented HIV to get revenge on the gay community for being too small to fuck.
Yeah. And that's something you guys are going to want to keep an eye out on. So look, for Christmas, buy people a fucking hook. They're going to need it.
Buy a hook. Buy a Kevlar wallet.
Buy a Kevlar wallet.
Because these, we're not going to say what kind of people, but who else, okay?
Yeah.
They are shooting people in the wallet.
Whoa, Adam, what the fuck? That's fucked up.
I was not talking.
Yeah, so buy that. And listen, buy a Stabby Baby fucking 2022 calendar. By this point, they're on sale, and they're fucking flying off the shelves, you fucking idiots.
You check out cum.town. Hopefully, the shirts will be back up for sale by then.
Yeah, I'll have some shirts up for Christmas on sale. Stabby.biz/shop or some shit. The point is, buy yourself a fucking calendar. Buy yourself Mack Weldon. Buy yourself... what was the first one?
Ridge Wallet.
But before that,
we only did two ads.
Mack Weldon and Ridge Wallet.
Mack Weldon. That's right.
But you said that.
Did I?
You said that before you said what was the first one. Yeah. You said buy yourself Mack Weldon. What was the first one?
You said
one?
Buy yourself Ridge Wallet. Buy Mack Weldon. What was the first one?
Damn, bro. I'm really barely making it through today.
I'm feeling good now. Now that I got some of those, now that I've been spending the entire episode eating peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah.
What a combo.
I think it's a great stack. I would, you know what I'd love? 20%? 20%, no. 20% of those.
A wife that you could milk and charge?
No. That's your dream.
Yeah.
And I don't want to steal it from you. I'm not a copier.
That's true. Watch it. Two weeks from now, Adam talking about how he's in love with the lactate cow.
And we'll then he's never wanted to eat ramen in his life.
Well, they'll
admit
have to
it, dude.
Stay
I'm
tuned.
Fully in love with the lactate.
That's huge, man. Congratulations.
And that's why I'm sad.
No, I'll preface it by saying, like, I don't, guys, be nice. I'm about to say something.
This might be crazy.
Weird.
Yeah. Here's what I love in that tub of peanut butter pretzels.
What would you like?
Boys' penises.
About 20%.
Little boys' penises.
No. About 20% filled with chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a little
in the pretzel.
Just a little random assortment of a couple chocolate pretzels.
I like that.
That would take it to the next level, if you
I
ask
like
me.
That.
And I was being modest. I'll be honest. I would like it if it was 50%.
Damn, doing some self-bargaining.
But that's where I draw the line.
The nice thing
about
it is
the five stages of having a snack. Anger, bargaining.
We got
denial.
All that fucking candy. We got a little bit of fucking.
It's Halloween.
Candy.
We got. I mean, it's Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas.
You gotta eat
candy.
Yeah,
yeah. We should go to CVS tomorrow
For the discounts.
And get the discount Christmas candy.
Adam goes to a store called CPNS.
He does. He's at. Not only does he go there, he's employee of the month. Yeah. Also, he doesn't.
You've
work
seen
there.
The most.
Yeah.
CPNS.
Well, I work there for the discount.
Yeah.
Child Vagina Services.
CPNS? You go to, you love CPNS.
Hello, is this Child Vagina Services?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes, I do.
You know,
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was over at CPS the other day. It was
CPS
the other day, and they didn't have my prescription ready.
Yeah,
and I was like, if I don't get it soon, I'm gonna perish.
And do you ever get over the counter looking at penis?
No, I'm prescribed.
You need prescription extra strength looking at cock.
Yeah, it's it's got to be a doctor.
You got to really be looking at penis.
Yeah. This guy is going to go crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
This guy needs...
This guy's going to flip his fucking lid if he doesn't see
this
some penis.
This guy's going to get one step closer to the edge.
Take
and
a
he's
gander.
About to suck. And he's about to
suck. I want to suck your fucking dick because I'm one step closer to your dick and I'm about to suck. I'm trying to suck your fucking dick.
Now, this is some... I don't know if I brought this up before, but Hot Wheels were around. Yeah. And then they came
you
out
did,
with
you
machines.
Did, you did. You did, but go ahead.
And so it's just a
people
tiny
probably forgot. Yeah.
Can you imagine the CEO kicking down the door?
Kicking down. I'd love to see how
see
the boardroom.
How the fuck
on that day?
How the fuck did you make the cars even tinier?
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
You fucking.
You know what?
And
that
what makes it even better
of,
is it's yet again another reference to Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yeah.
And you just plug those jokes right into the speech.
That's you know what that mini car thing reminded me of? Which when I was a kid.
Your penis?
I got really good at tech decks. And then I realized they made skateboards for your feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I was like, why am I doing the finger one?
That's
I could have been
awesome.
Doing feet
it's Alec
ones.
Baldwin writing ABC on a board, and it's Alec, A, Alec, B,
Baldwin,
C, killed a cinematographer while doing a Donald Trump impression.
That was from the deleted scene. You can, which is great how prescient it was.
Yeah.
You know what?
You would have never
you know
thought.
What would have saved that lady?
A, Alec, B, Baldwin.
You know what would have saved that lady?
Committing.
C,
committing.
Committing murder. Psycho killer, Alec Baldwin.
Damn. All right, Peter.
Maybe
way.
That cinematographer would have lived if she had the Kevlar wallet.
Honestly.
Fridge wallet?
If SNL had any integrity, they would have immediately done an Alec Baldwin killing people sketch.
Well, that's a huge maybe risk. It aired last night. I don't know.
Well, yeah. They did it already, remember?
They already did. They already made fun of Alec Baldwin shooting somebody?
No, I mean, it's December, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been on hiatus, but.
Yeah, now they're back.
It's coming back.
They've been on hiatus.
Yeah.
That's where you put shove your nose in there and you get high off the fumes.
Jank them.
Okay.
They're going to have Kate McKinnon play Hallelujah on piano as a tribute to their old friend.
You know what there's not a lot of up here that is bothering me? Owls. I was hoping I'd see a couple.
Yeah well, you got to seek them out, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not. We basically just have been on the property at night.
You have to know how to find an owl.
You went out a little bit.
I did.
You might have been able to find an owl.
Do you see anything nice?
A toad.
You saw a toad?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Damn, look at Isis just napping. I'm jealous, dude.
She loves to sleep.
Dude, she's fucking knocked out.
Yeah. Your dog's just dead. We're like, she looks so cute right now.
She does look pretty cute.
Dude, that would be so annoying.
Would you get her stuffed?
She died right now.
Well, I was thinking I'd get her taxidermied and then treat her like she's alive.
Yeah.
Put her at the corner of your room.
Put food out in front of her that decomposes.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I had a child that died.
Yeah.
I would get my son taxidermied.
Yeah. What age? Yeah. What age is he ineligible for taxidermy?
4 or 5, and you put him in a little sailor outfit, and you get him taxidermied.
Do you,
and you
kill
put him
or
right
dies?
Next to the TV? Mm-hmm.
So no, you kill him so he could be a little boy forever, and be with mommy forever.
I would kill. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're never going to grow up. You're never going to leave mommy.
Yeah.
You're always going to be my perfect little boy.
You're going to be my perfect little guy.
Mm-hmm. It would be funny if I developed Munchausen's by proxy. I'd be like, yeah, my daughter's retarded.
Yeah.
She's not,
I've been doing my own research on it. You're eligible.
Yeah.
You love doing research.
That Gypsy Rose documentary is. I might rewatch that.
Yeah, that's some fucked up shit.
Just fucking.
Is she free? Did she?
Just putting her hands over your daughter's ears and being like, she's retarded.
Yeah. Did Gypsy get parole or is she in life? Is she prison for life?
Mom?
And let me ask this. Do they have Chinese food in this town? Just a quick little change
in our
pace.
Town?
Where we are right now.
In
I just
Great
thought
Barrington?
About that, yeah.
I think there was Chinese and I think there's also.
Well, there's a place called Lee Bank, so I would assume that those people need to go eat at some point.
Right.
So there's got to be a Chinese restaurant.
That's true. That's just a thought I had because I would like to have a dumpling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm simultaneously having that feeling where my body hurts and is mad at me for everything I've done so far.
Does he make it worse?
And then the thought to have a little weed tincture.
Yeah.
Maybe zonk out on the couch, watch Entourage.
Yeah.
And then have some Chinese food.
Yeah. My friend, there are three Chinese restaurants.
How are they reviewed?
There's a 4.4, a 4.1, and a 4.0.
4.0?
Yeah. This is on Google.
Four-star Chinese restaurant.
This place is called Koi, after the Japanese
after
fish.
After Joe Koi? It's Joe Koi's restaurant.
It's a Chinese restaurant called Koi. It looks actually...
And that's the 4.0? I don't want a 4.0. I want the 4.4.
No, this is the 4.4.
Interesting.
Go P.F. Yang's.
What's the lo mein look like?
I'm looking at their menu right now.
How about, do they have chicken wings?
I don't know. It looks just like...